Time certain, 10 a.m.
Item 928, create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements in the North Suttle Road Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. A quick review here. A first reading of this proposed local improvement district formation ordinance was held on July 12th, 2017, right here in City Council. Consideration of the ordinance was postponed to August 23rd to allow additional time for a privately funded engineering study to be completed. A property owner meeting to discuss the draft findings of the study was held on August 7th, and the chief engineers of the Portland Bureau of Transportation and the Bureau of Environmental Services attended this meeting. A final version of this private study was completed on August 16th and is being incorporated into this ordinance. PBOT and BES desire the flexibility to implement as many of the study recommendations as possible, with authority to implement changes delegated by council in lieu of a requirement to hold an additional council hearing after the formation of the local improvement district. Of note, both BES and PBOT have mutually agreed to provide additional funding of $500,000 each to defray the property owner's cost of the LID, subject to certain conditions. And I'd especially like to thank Commissioner Fish and the Bureau of Environmental Services for stepping up to help here. The joint financial participation of both bureaus will provide significant financial leverage, effectively doubling their respective investments in the much-needed new stormwater and transportation infrastructure, and providing some financial relief to property owners. LID Administrator Andrew Abbey will walk us through the ordinance, and then I believe we'll hear from property owners as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for the very good recap. So you have some proposed amendments in front of you that would incorporate Exhibit H into the ordinance and accept the additional funding for the LID subject to certain conditions. So wondering if we could start with the roll call and the amendments, and then I'll explain how that would have a financial effect on the property owners.
Do I need to move the amendments? Or?
Somebody explain those amendments already? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the amendments, Carla, incorporate Exhibit H into the ordinance, and then it contains some directives in here that allow administrative decisions to be made about some of the scope changes and the additional funding without having to return to council for additional council approval.
I'll move those amendments.
Second.
Commissioner Saltzman moves the amendments related to Exhibit H. Commissioner Fritz seconds. Why don't we go ahead and leave that open, and we'll hear the testimony, public testimony, before we take a vote on the amendments, but I'm sure there's not an issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'll be very brief this morning. So Mall Foster Alonghi did a study and made some good recommendations as far as changing the scope of the LID. And BES and PBOT are committed to implementing as many of those recommendations as possible. So with your approval of those amendments, we will, and subsequent LID formation next week on August 30th, and when we move forward on designing the LID, we'll incorporate as many of those amendments as possible. Just to kind of put this into perspective, when we brought the resolution in front of you in May, we had an $8.5 million LID amount. With these amendments, the LID amount would decrease to $7.2 million. And we think that based on a range of options with the Mel Foster study and best case scenarios, that we may actually get the LID amount down to a range of $3 million to $4.5 million. So potentially, we could complete this LID with property owner savings in the range of 50 to 65%. But we still are budgeting prudently based on an abundance of caution, because we have some engineering steps we need to go through yet to confirm, for example, that we can do local stormwater infiltration. But it's been a very collaborative process, and I appreciate the council giving us an extra couple months to have this dialogue with the property owners.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. We're ready for testimony?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Public testimony.
Yes, we have eight people signed up. The first three are Tony Lemon, Steve Taylor, and Mike Jenkins.
And just a reminder, state your name for the record. We don't need your address. And if you are a lobbyist, we do need to know that. And if you're here representing an organization, that would be helpful too. 3 minutes.
So my name is Tony Lemon. I'm the plant manager for Lackmas Laboratories, one of the businesses on North Settle Road. We first like to appreciate the opportunity to address the council concerning the formation of the North Settle Road Local Improvement District, the LID. Unfortunately, at this time, Lackmas Laboratories cannot support the formation of the North Settle Road as it is currently budgeted. Lackmas Laboratories agrees North Settle Road is in need of repair. However, we oppose the LID as currently proposed because we believe the financial burden imposed on the property owners far outweighs the benefits. The scope of the LID as currently budgeted is overbroad and too conservative, and we believe that the primary goals of street improvement and stormwater management can likely be attained for significantly less expense. An analysis of alternatives for street improvement and stormwater management is merited and should be incorporated into the budget prior to any council decision on the LID. Of course, we are grateful for the city's proposed $2.4 million funding contributed to this project. However, we are a small business, as are a great majority of businesses on North Settle Road, and the current budget of the LID improvements is $9.6 million. Even with the city's proposed $2.4 million contribution, we simply can't afford to pay our share. Even if paid in monthly installments, the financial burden would be overwhelming. If required to do so, it is possible that we would need to lay off employees, sell the property and relocate, or take other even less desirable measures. Over 70% of the properties on North Settle Road submitted official remonstrance letters or objections not supporting this budget, so I know Lackmas is not alone. In order to obtain a more realistic cost estimate, we, along with several other property owners, retained Mull Foster Engineering to analyze the proposed LID. Given the information provided by the MFA engineering study, their revised $3.9 million to $4 million cost estimates, and the city's acknowledged changes to their initial proposal, we respectfully request the mayor and city council to limit their approval of the formations of the LID at a budgeted amount that is aligned with MFA's recommendations and not to simply push through the conservative $9.6 million LID. In summary, there is a definite need to improve North Settle Road, but we ask that the council set limits to PBOT's budget that are aligned with the engineering data provided by MFA and affordable to the property owners on North Settle Road. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I just ask one follow-up question? What was the budget proposed by MFA?
$3.9 to $4 million.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Mayor and members of the council, thank you for the opportunity to submit my testimony. My name is Steve Taylor. I'm a professional civil engineer and the president of Mull Foster & Longy, an engineering and environmental company located in Portland. We were hired by property owners along North Settle Road to evaluate the conceptual roadway design and associated cost estimates prepared by the city, and to determine if there were ways that the roadway project could be completed for less while maintaining the city's goal of having the road meet modern roadway standards. As part of our work, we commissioned 3 separate studies, which are included as part of our submittal to the city. We completed a geotechnical study, a stormwater infiltration study, and a traffic study. Mull Foster & Longy used the results of these studies to develop a conceptual cross-section for North Settle Road, prepare recommendations for changes to the original design, and developed independent engineering cost estimates. Before I go into what our study found and our recommendations, I'd like to acknowledge that the city did not have this information that we collected in our studies when they prepared a conservative estimate of $9.6 million for this project. This number is what caused our clients concern and motivated them to hire us to collect field data and to see if the project could be completed for less. We have shared our information and recommendations with city staff, and they've been very understanding of the property owner's concerns. They've also been very cooperative and professional in their action with us and our staff, and I would be remiss if I did not recognize Mr. Andrew Abbey and the staff of Portland Bureau of Transportation. They've been a pleasure to work with and have the same desire of completing a project that is functional and providing good value to the citizens of Portland. Through our studies, we determined that the following cost-saving measures are viable and should be pursued. Stormwater infiltration is viable and could eliminate the need for conveyance piping and discharge of stormwater to the Columbia River. Infiltration testing and runoff calculations showed that infiltration is a viable option for dealing with stormwater along North Settle Road. Additional work needs to be completed to show that historical contamination from industrial uses does not exist in the infiltration areas, and we are working on a preliminary assessment of this issue right now, and we'll be presenting our findings to city staff in early September. The width of the proposed roadway should be reduced from 36 feet to 28 feet. The City Transportation Plan, TSP, defines the minimum pavement width for a local access traffic street as 28 feet. When the street is not in a pedestrian district, no additional bicycle lanes are required, and North Settle Road meets both these criteria. We suggested that the separated pedestrian connection between North Settle Road and Marine Drive should be removed. It is not necessary and was more of an outcome of needing to require right-of-way for a potential stormwater outfall. This outfall is unnecessary if infiltration is pursued. Installing a new sidewalk along North Settle Road as part of this project would adequately address pedestrian needs. Reducing the driveway width and evaluating shared driveway should be evaluated. The original design assumed 30-foot wide driveways for all property owners, and as part of further design, this can be focused on what can be accommodated with shared access points. In conclusion, we found that if our recommendations are implemented on North Settle Road project, the project could be completed for between $3.8 and $4 million, providing significant savings over the initial estimate. Our understanding is that city staff will utilize our report and data collected and have determined that because of this work, design is at 25% versus 0%. While there are still questions to answer to assure these savings be realized, we are confident that the city, the affected business owners, and its citizens can realize substantial savings beyond the original cost estimate while providing a functional road built to modern roadway standards. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Dan, Ed, Fritz. My name is Mike Jenkins for Records. I'm with the Hawthorne Bus 420. I was just told today, right in here, that my dogs aren't dead, but I was told yesterday that my dogs were shot in the last 24 hours. I've been going nuts. Now, your police officers got me out at 431 at 10:15 yesterday.
I'm sorry. I'm aware of what happened, but this is not related to
that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Let me get
please,
to it.
Please
Let me get
keep
to it.
Related.
Oh, yes,
Thank
sir.
You.
Yes, sir, it is. You know what? Us homeless problems out here, we have problems. And you know what? We're going to step up to this. We do have problems. You know, we got right to dream over here, okay? I got records. I got 17 phone calls of alcohol being drunk on police calls. There's your records.
So
I got
proof
and everything else.
Listen, we have agreed to meet with you. We have met with you after the last two meetings.
No, you haven't, Mayor. You
yes,
have not
have.
Came back and
Excuse
called me.
Me
once,
Excuse
you
me.
Son of a bitch.
Excuse me.
Suck
okay,
my
you
dick,
are in
Mayor.
Violation of council rules.
Suck my dick, Mayor.
You were arrested for trespassing, and
Bullshit.
Yes, you
You're
were.
You fucking killed my dog, you motherfucker.
And disorderly conduct,
you.
And you were notified. You were notified that your dogs were ready for. You were notified that your dogs were ready for pickup.
Hey, don't say that, pork chop. Shame on you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next three, please.
Are Mimi Gurman, Star Stauffer, and Corky Collier.
Good morning.
Good morning. Star Stauffer, for the record, as you very well know. I oppose this project simply because, number one, I don't understand how PBOT has the funding to make improvements that a neighborhood clearly does not want, or nor can they afford, but they can't put in a crosswalk. And number two, I oppose it because every single time you give the go-ahead for anybody in this city to develop or improve anything, the houseless get shuffled around, arrested, swept. Just on the way here today, we were watching cops harass houseless under the bridge on Waterfront. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, where is PBOT's plan when they come in and do this so that the impact isn't so traumatizing on the houseless in that area when they get shuffled around and moved again for an unnecessary improvement? Where is PBOT's plan to reduce the impact on this neighborhood and whether or not they can afford these improvements, especially when we're sitting in the middle of a housing crisis? This project, very well, based on the numbers that guy gave that testified to three people before, if this is too expensive, this could displace some of those folks. I mean, at what point do you let the community be the community and tell the developers to pack sand? Or is just everything in this city about money? Oh, wait, it's not, because we're still waiting on that $50 million for the houseless. But thank God the cops got their $4 million in bullets. That went through just bam, like that. I agree with almost everything Porkchop said, except for that last disgusting part. You're shameful because you put children in danger and act like you don't. You're shameful because you put black people in danger and act like you don't. And you're just shameful because you're gross all the way around.
So, again, I would just remind people, please keep the testimony germane to the issue at hand. I think we can all handle that.
I was pretty well on topic.
Thank you.
So, I just looked up this agenda item, and it has to, I don't know, near like Columbia Boulevard, is that right? The water, no? Why does it say that in there? I don't know why that says that in there, but I just read it. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that people want to do all kinds of building and rebuilding, and we can't get a crosswalk, but, you know, people can come here and ask for millions of dollars to do, you know, sidewalk repair for water treatment or whatever, and all I can think of is, why do we keep giving money to all kinds of development in Portland when we have Nazi cops on the Portland police force and we can't get a crosswalk in due time without you saying it's part of the deal, it's not part of the deal, well, it can't be part of the deal, maybe it's part of the deal. That's what we're left with in St. John's. I live in St. John's. I know Fessenden. I can't cross Fessenden, and I'm not in a wheelchair. I don't know if you've been to Fessenden, but you should try crossing Fessenden. It's a highway, Fessenden. And the fact that we're giving money, and we sit here every week, we come here every week to see how the city works. We know how the city works. And the city doesn't work for the people. The city works for builders, contractors, different forms of employment, taking away people's homes, all kinds of things that are egregious when the houseless aren't even getting the money that you aren't dealing with, Mr. Mayor, until October, which was supposed to be started, I think, in July, from the budget. And also, the fact that we can sit here for this agenda item to testify, but we couldn't for the Travel Portland agenda, I believe is a violation of our rights in city council, and it's been brought to the city attorney. Can the city attorney please answer that? If we were actually allowed to testify for the last agenda item, which is under the same section as this agenda item, because I don't know
no,
why we
that,
weren't.
That was a presentation, so the answer is no.
Okay, I don't know. Lightning knows more than I do, and the lawyer knows more than I do for sure. But, you know, it was brought to my attention, so I wanted to bring it up. Because if that's a violation, then we should be allowed to testify against that. Travel Portland, everything's beautiful. And, yeah, we're going to put black people in to tell everybody around the world.
Not about Travel Portland. This is about an LID.
It doesn't really matter, Mr.
It actually,
Mayor.
It
doesn't
does.
Matter,
it
Mr.
Mayor. It actually
does,
because
it
those are the council rules.
It actually doesn't matter, Mr.
No,
Mayor.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't.
The reason this works is because people abide by the rules so that everybody gets to testify and be heard respectfully. That's why we have the council rules.
I would say that we don't have a crosswalk, and that's not working for anybody. I told Vera Katz once that if a particular building went up in our neighborhood in St. John's, and it didn't, we won. But if it did, and there was a death on that hill that goes down to the river, if there was, it would be on her. And if this happens, Mr. Saltzman, it will be on you if there's a death.
Thank you. Corky, good morning.
Good morning. I hope I'm in the right meeting.
You're in the right meeting.
Good, thanks.
White people.
If you're here to talk about LID, you're in the right meeting.
I'm here to talk about an LID.
Please state your name for the record.
Corky Collier. I'm executive director of the Columbia Corridor Association. Regarding the LID, it does appear that the plan is coming together pretty well, or at least almost. We have to keep an eye on expenses. We've got to further evaluate the on-site stormwater infiltration. We need to make sure that financial contributions do actually arrive. But we're on track. I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish for making this happen. Directors Jordan and Treat have hired great staff and have done their part. Maurice Henderson helped move things along. Ball Foster Report has provided very valuable analysis. I'm not going to break out in Kumbaya, but it's worth noting that outside of the downtown, I don't think we want to do that right now, but outside of the downtown transit mall or the OHSU tram, this is the largest LID in city history, and it's funded mostly by adjacent property owners who are going out on a limb to pay for it. it could have turned ugly, and it still might. It's possible. But everybody has remained respectful and focused on solutions. Small, low-margin businesses have stepped up to do their part and provided a considerable amount of money. PBOT and PBES have found a relatively small, well, it's a large amount, but it's extremely outsized important amount of money to help out. And Andrew Abbey will keep expenses down. You won't you, Andrew? Good, yeah. We count on that. In the end, the city gets a rebuilt street for a bargain. And that's why we really appreciate and stress the need for the city to provide a little bit of funding to help those adjacent property owners move this along. Hopefully, we'll stop breaking a few axles in those 3-foot holes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Just to remind us and people at home, why is this street improvement needed?
Well, if you look at the evaluation of the street condition, it's as bad as it gets. It's almost non-existent. If you go out there when it's raining, of course, the rainwater fills these really massive holes. When I was out there this last winter, a truck driver stopped by and started chatting with me and said, yeah, that one up there is about 6 feet deep right over there. Yeah.
We do have a lot of streets that fit that description all over the city. Why is this particular one that you and the Columbia Corridor support getting done?
You know, you're right. We do have a lot of streets. I'm not sure that we have very many that are in this bad a condition, but we do have unpaved streets. We do have a lot of needs. The reason this is important for the city is that most of the financing is coming from those adjacent property owners. So the city's really getting a bargain. And from the perspective of those property owners, they're kind of scratching their heads saying, hey, I've paid my taxes. Why isn't the city providing the entire street rebuild? And we all know how difficult that is. So I think that's sort of the answer to your question is the reason we suggest you move forward on this is because it's really a bargain for the city. And then, of course, it's extremely important for those property owners because this is an industrial area and you're provided a lot of trade sector money coming up and down that street.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The last two who signed up are Jim Brown and Larry Kahn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. My name is Jim Brown. I'm an attorney that represents several of the property owners along North Suttle Road. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, on behalf of our clients, Western Container Transport, Eco Services Corporation, our Operations LLC, and Trico Real Estate LLC. I appreciate the opportunity to speak in support of the formation of the North Suttle Road LID as currently proposed with inclusion of the Mall Foster Alonji Engineering Report, which is Exhibit X that you've received today. We also want to thank city staff and Mr. Abbey for their helpful efforts in bringing this proposal to the council. They've listened earnestly to the property owners concerns and have worked with us to design a project that meets the needs of the city, the property owners, and provides capacity for future development. We're grateful for the city's proposed $2.4 million funding contribution to the project. We recognize that municipal funds are tight and applaud the city's recognition of the need for North Suttle Road to be reconstructed and its willingness to contribute significantly to the project. We appreciate the city formalizing these contingencies with their vote to form the LID. With respect to future development, we respectfully request that a provision be included prior to the final assessment stage of the LID that in any future development that may occur along North Suttle Road, that the development entity be solely responsible for providing any traffic control measures that may become necessary along North Suttle Road or at the North Suttle Road Portland Road intersection. We, as a property owners, we commissioned Mall Foster Alonji to do the study because we believed it was necessary to have the additional information to properly scope this project, and we're grateful the city's been receptive to those findings. We also appreciate the help of city staff and Mr. Abbey and their transparency with which they've moved the project forward. We look forward to continuing to work with them in reaching the final design stage for the roadway and the stormwater infiltration system, which we think will achieve the savings that have been talked about today in this project. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Larry Kahn. I'm an agent for PMP Properties, a neighbor on North Suttle Road. And I don't think I've missed a meeting since we began meeting on this issue a year ago or however soon long it's been. And I do appreciate the efforts that have taken place, particularly with regard to potential city funding. I don't know if those some of those funds are on a percentage basis or not. But on behalf of the owner of PMP Properties, we don't feel that Suttle Road is any more in need of this type of project as many, many other streets in the city of Portland. And I also think that the city can't afford it, the property owners can't afford it, the land values won't support it. And my feeling is that an effort to find a way for allowing the property owners to maintain this street by themselves is the most prudent method that should be addressed. I think 6 feet deep on any of those potholes is a stretch. Although I'm not traveling down the length of Suttle Road, we only use about 300 feet on the very east end. But I do go down Suttle Road, and yes, some of them are deep. Can they be maintained? Yes. For how long? Who knows? But at this point in time, it's something that I think is beyond all of our abilities and efforts. Thank you.
Appreciate your testimony. Thank you, sir. All right, so we'll vote on the amendment before we move this to second reading. Is there any further discussion on the amendment?
I actually don't find the amendment in writing. Could somebody?
It was Exhibit H, is that correct?
I believe there's a memo from staff that includes the amendments in it. Mm-hmm. It begins.
So that's Exhibit H. No. Thank you.
And the amendments begin on page.
And I've got
two.
It too.
Okay. Yeah.
So the goal right now is for you to take the study, the Mall Alonghi study, and further refine the cost estimates.
Yes, Commissioner Andrew Abbey, LID Administrator.
In downward direction. Yes.
Yeah, Andrew Abbey, LID Administrator. So just to clarify, so what the amendment does is it incorporates the study of the new Exhibit H, and it allows us to administratively make the scope changes that were recommended by Mall Foster without holding a subsequent council hearing, notifying all the property owners, and then providing property owners with the opportunity to remonstrate against making the cost reductions and the scope changes. Okay. Also, just listening to some of the testimony, it might be worth noting that the $500,000 from BES can only be used to build stormwater infrastructure, and the $500,000 is coming from PBOT, which, by the way, is contingent upon including Suttle Road in the new SDC project list, can only be used to build additional capacity. So I think the council knows that I've been at Suttle Road for 13 years. I've had 13 years worth of conversations on this. So I would respectfully submit that this is the end of the road, and the decision is now for council to make. If you approve this ordinance next week, we will be ordering a survey, and we will be including the property owners throughout the design process. We will continually update the estimates of the project, and we'll share that with the property owners. And if Suttle Road in the end is improved, then we'll have to find some other street to be labeled as the worst road in Portland, because Suttle Road will no longer fit that category. So I very much appreciate the council's consideration of improvement to North Suttle Road.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you for your explanation of that. And certainly 13 years of working on possibly the worst street in Portland is significant. I'm actually a little bit concerned with Mr. Collier's description of it being a good deal for the city. Usually we look to it being a good deal for the property owners. And it's, why are you not going to go away and redo it and then come back to council?
I feel very confident that the recommendations in the Mel Foster study have a lot of merit. And if you saw the written testimony that I emailed around to the council offices, you can see that we had quite a few letters of support for adopting the recommendations of the Mel Foster study. So in my mind, I think most of the property owners have weighed in and have been supportive of the Mel Foster study. So I didn't really see a need to bring that question back before council.
That, there's quite a big difference between $9 million and $4 million though, right?
Yes, and I would also say that we have not taken the Mel Foster estimate and run it through our standard estimating process to validate the numbers. But I don't think we need to do that because I think in short order we'll confirm whether we can do stormwater infiltration. We already know that we can narrow the road. And so we think that once we do a 30% design, we can do an estimate. And I think it's going to be a lot closer to the Mel Foster study than it is to be closer to the original estimate.
And what is the... What are the options to the property owners if you go through this process and they find out it's $7 million instead of $9 million and they feel they can't afford that?
Well, I think it's important to know we're only going to charge the property owners what it costs to build this project. So to be very clear, my goal is for this LID to come in substantially under budget and bring in good news for the property owners.
And if it doesn't, if it happens to come in at $7 million, which some of the testimony we heard today said, actually, we'll put up with the road if it's going to cost that much because we simply can't afford it, what would be their options at that point?
Well, that's precisely, Commissioner, why we baked in the additional PBOT and BES funding. So that in a worst-case scenario, if we couldn't adopt any of the recommendations of the Mel Foster study, that we could incorporate those. But again, I want to stress, part of the savings is narrowing the road, and there's very little debate that we can narrow the road in accordance with their wishes. So really the pending item out there is the stormwater infiltration in lieu of the outfall. And the initial information from Mel Foster indicates that we should be able to do that.
Yes, and if it turns out that's not the case and it comes in at $7 million instead of $4 million or $9 million, the property owners are still unhappy with it. What happens then?
Well, the default scope of the project is we build a stormwater outfall, and those costs would be billed to the property owners.
And at that point, they would have no option other than to get billed.
That is correct, but they could finance it over 20 years.
Which some of them have said they can't support. I can't understand why. I know you've been doing it for a long time. This information's come in. There seems to be. Everybody's said that we're working together well. Why not come back to council so that everybody can sing kumbaya and bless it on its way? I'm just concerned that people are asking us as well as you, they're asking us to trust you, which of course we have reason to do so. They also have a right as part of this hearing, which we, if my understanding of the amendment is, we might take away that right, that there wouldn't be a final vote by the council public hearing.
It is certainly the council's prerogative if you want to defer making a decision on forming the LID and or if you want to direct me to bring something back to council, that certainly is the prerogative of the council if you wish to do that.
It sounds like you're already halfway there. You've considered the study and it won't take all that much more to come back to council.
I think, Commissioner, what I'm struggling with a little bit is we've been at this for 13 years, and at some point we have to have a budget to actually go do the survey and the design. So PBOT relies on a formed LID as a basis to start survey and design. So it's difficult for us to start designing and surveying a project that we don't have a budget for. So that's why we really need council to approve the LID in order to do that next step. And that was a pretty fundamental change we made to the LID program, because what we used to do 15 years ago is to go design projects and survey them before we knew that we had a project. And we wound up spending a lot of money designing projects and throwing plans on a shelf and not building anything. Or worse yet, we would design a project two or three different times and build it once. So I'm trying to be responsible with the limited resources that PBOT has to not spend that money unless we know that we actually have a project to design and build.
Usually we have a much higher confidence level, though, of what that number is going to be.
Well, again, it's been scoped based on a stormwater outfall that once we get the level one and the level two environmental analysis, then that would be the point in time where we can confirm with BES that we can do the local stormwater infiltration. We already have those findings in the Mel Foster study, and shortly after LID formation, we're going to get a level one assessment from Mel Foster Alangi. And then BES is going to go to the next step of doing a level two environmental assessment.
So if we were to pass this next week, could we add one additional step to this rather unusual process of a report back to council in the middle when it's been agreed as to how much it would cost? Or at that point, do the other property owners just in, regardless of whether it's $3 million or $9
million? We could certainly brief the council, Commissioner. I think that the question would be is whether you want council to make another decision with respect to the scope of the LID. But we could certainly include a directive for staff to report out an updated scope and cost estimate to council.
Well, I'm sure that none of us want to put any company out of business with a large bill, even if with the capacity to pay it over 20 years. And what I heard today was we do have agreement that it's a terrible street that needs fixing. There seemed to be a lot of concern for the amount that it would cost. Of course, the more it comes down, the more the proportion of the city's fund is up, because our dedication of money, I'm assuming, will not go down.
Are the two bureaus?
Yes.
That's my understanding. Yeah, we're in for $500,000 each.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, there's always the option of looking at additional funding option, too. I mean, I haven't brought that up, but that's certainly another option for council if council wants to provide more funding for the LID.
What is your assessment of why this particular, other than it being when you've worked on for 13 years and it's in terrible condition, what are the benefits to the community to having this street improved?
I think for me, Commissioner, it's not really based on an engineering study or anything terribly scientific. It's just that if my phone rings for 13 years at some point, I just sort of reach a conclusion that there is a need in the community for this street to be improved. And so fundamentally, I'm just trying to be responsive to the property owners.
Okay. And just last question. Some of the testimony was about a condition of approval of a future development being responsible for the traffic light. A, can we do that as part of this process if we wanted to put a condition like that on? But more importantly, does this improving the street make scarce industrial land more available for development? How much undeveloped property or underdeveloped property is there around the proposed LID area?
Well, certainly the improvement, I think primarily the improvements are going to benefit the existing property owners. We don't have any pending development proposals on the table. So I think some of that discussion is a bit academic, but I think what we can certainly do between now and final assessment is monitor that and perhaps craft some language to that effect. If there were some level of development that would, for example, trigger the need for a traffic signal, I think we could certainly take that into account and incorporate some language into the final assessment ordinance. I want to be really clear, it's not my intent to come back to these property owners for a second LID to build a traffic signal.
And usually the last in is the straw that breaks the camel back and is responsible for the traffic.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, is there an area, any undeveloped land around where we're going to do the LID?
There are some undeveloped areas in the LID. I honestly don't think we're going to trigger the need for a traffic signal. I'm not a traffic engineer, but I don't think that's a likely scenario.
No, I'm also just trying to justify the expenditure of public money and the reason for doing this, that we do have a scarcity of industrial land, and if there is any undeveloped property, that would this LID might help.
I think part of the justification for spending public funds on this, Commissioner, is the city has some level of maintenance responsibility for the street. And frankly, we're wasting our maintenance operations, limited resources, trying to put Band-Aids on the street. So if we can reconstruct the street, it benefits the property owners and it benefits the city, which is exactly why we set this up to be a funding partnership between all the entities. So,
okay.
It's a difficult decision. I recognize that, but my recommendation is to approve this next week.
And I'm comfortable with that. I would like a report back to council after you've gotten to a more definite estimate of
what I might suggest, Commissioner, is in lieu of a hearing, I could be happy to send a memo around to the commissioners, maybe not schedule it as a council agenda item, but I can certainly send a memo around that briefs council on the outcome of that.
That would be okay. And could you please send it to all the property owners as
Absolutely.
Well? Because then they have a direct opportunity to come to us to ask for help.
Absolutely. Be happy to do that, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further discussion on the amendment? Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
With my concerns on and your replies on the record, aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment's adopted. This is a first reading of a non-emergency item. It moves to second reading as amended. Thank you.
Thank you.